The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, we have our first managerial firing in the baseball season, and that is Washington Nationals have decided to fire their manager, Dave Martinez, which is right before the draft. The MLB draft is coming up this week, and they actually have the first overall pick in the draft, so it's kind of interesting timing, but at the same time, the Washington Nationals have been a very terrible team for the last three seasons. I mean, they've been terrible this year. They were awful last year. They did win the World Series back in 2019 with Dave Martinez as the manager, but basically they have not been a good team since that 2019 season, basically. So he got the old heave-ho. So we'll see what happens with this Washington Nationals team. I mean, they've got a lot of young talent on the come up. With the first overall pick, I'm expecting them to get even more talent in this year's draft. So it's going to be an interesting managerial position, because you definitely are going to be coming in with a lot of talent, but not a lot of winning. So we'll see what happens. But the Nationals could end up being that team on the come up, kind of like the Tigers are this year and how the Astros were over the past few seasons, just with the building their farm system and getting all these high draft picks and just slowly working their way back to the top. And it's what it kind of seems like the Nationals are doing. Because like I said, they've got a lot of young guys already currently on the team. And with the number one overall pick, they're bound to get somebody good to add to this team. So speaking of baseball, let's get right into the top 10 MLB power rankings for this week. Not a lot of moving around. There is one team that is kind of shooting up in the ranks right now, especially in the American League. Even though the American League is pretty terrible compared to the National League right now. But let's get right into it. At number one still remains the Detroit Tigers. Overall record of 57-34. They are 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week they lost a series to the Washington Nationals, but swept the Cleveland Guardians. And Tarek Skubal, man, is just coming off of that Cy Young award-winning season last year. And this year is still mowing people down and is actually having a better season statistically than he was last year. Right now he's at 10 wins on the season with a 2.02 ERA and 148 strikeouts. He just annihilated the Guardians for his, I believe, third or fourth game this season where they didn't even score a run on him. So that's just kind of the dominance this dude is having. He's having yet another Cy Young award-winning season, but I'm guarantee you he's wanting more of a World Series than he is the Cy Young, even though he could win both of them for sure. But I think he's probably looking more at the postseason than he is what's going on in the regular season. But his regular season is amazing right now. This Detroit Tigers team is just playing some flat-out amazing baseball, but especially Skubal himself. Then at number two in my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Los Angeles Dodgers, overall record of 56-35. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they swept the Chicago White Sox, but then they got swept by the Houston Astros, and they got their asses beat by the Houston Astros. As a matter of fact, on Friday night, they lost 18-1. Yes, that's right. The Houston Astros put up 18 runs on the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, some good news for the Dodgers is they are getting Tyler Glass now back at the starting pitcher position on Wednesday. So they definitely could use him. But that series against the Houston Astros was pretty terrible from the Dodgers. But I mean, still, they're the Dodgers, and I still expect them to kick ass throughout the rest of the season. But it was pretty hilarious to see them get their asses beat by the Astros over the weekend. And speaking of the Houston Astros, at number three on my top 10 MLB power rankings is the Houston Astros, one of the hottest teams in the league right now. I mean, they are just on fire, 55-35 on the regular season, 8-2 in their last 10 games this past week. They beat the Colorado Rockies, and like I said, then they swept the Dodgers, and they went right through the Dodgers and just obliterated them. Offensively, this Houston Astros team is on fire. And they're just killing it. You know, they've got Jake Myers, a dude who's come out of nowhere. He's batting over 300 right now. Pena having a fantastic year himself. Altuve is doing his typical Altuve things. Isaac Paredes, he's also having a fantastic year, fitting right in with this Houston Astros team. It's just crazy, though, because they're getting all this offense, and Yordan Alvarez, he has been injured for a good chunk of the season. He's been out for, what, about 3-4 weeks now? So they haven't even had him blowing things up. But this Houston Astros team, they are putting it together. They are looking really, really good. They are annihilating their division, and it looks like they're going to start to annihilate the American League, and they just annihilated the Los Angeles Dodgers over the weekend. Then at number four on my top 10 MLB power rankings at the Chicago Cubs, overall record of 54-36. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Cleveland Guardians, actually swept the Cleveland Guardians, and then took the series over the St. Louis Cardinals. Unfortunately for them, they got some more bad news when it comes to the starting pitcher position. You know, Jameson Taillon, he's been having a career year. He's basically had to be their ace because every time it seems like they find an ace, he gets injured. And guess what happened to Jameson Taillon? He is now put on the injured list. It doesn't look like it's going to be a season-ending type of injury, which has happened to quite a few of their pitchers up to this point in the season, but he's been their dude. He's been their ace. He's been their lights-out guy who every time he hits the mound, he is just playing excellent baseball, and unfortunately, they're going to lose him. Now, with that being said, on the offensive side of the ball, the Chicago Cubs still continue to dominate. As a matter of fact, over the weekend, in one game, in a win over the St. Louis Cardinals, they had 8 home runs. Yes, 8 home runs. And I believe Michael Busch had 3 of the home runs. I know he definitely had 2, but I believe he actually had 3 to end the day. They are just unstoppable on the offensive side of the ball. It's just the injuries keep piling up at the starting pitcher position, and you just kind of wonder, is that going to eventually wear on them as the second half of the season comes around? Then at number 5 on my top 10 MLB power rankings at the Philadelphia Phillies, overall record of 53-37. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they split the series with the San Diego Padres and took the series over the Cincinnati Reds. And Zach Wheeler, he's just another dude, just like Tarik Skubal, who is another Cy Young Award winner, another dominating pitcher, and still continues to dominate every single time he goes out and takes the mound. He had yet another amazing game over the weekend. He had a one-hit complete game. It's his first complete game since 2021. So it's been a few years since he's even pitched a complete game. But not only did he pitch a complete game this past weekend, he only had a one-hitter. He was going for the no-hitter all the way. But, you know, that's just how it goes. But, you know, Wheeler has just been on a tear this season. He has been really carrying this Philadelphia Phillies team at the starting pitcher position. But they are really starting to get going offensively. Trey Turner's having a great season. Bryce Harper's been having a pretty solid year himself. And then, of course, Schwarber, he's been doing his typical thing as well. But this Philadelphia Phillies team, they are stacked and playing some excellent baseball right now. Then at number 6 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, the hottest team in baseball right now, playing the best baseball and really just continuing to surge, and that is the Toronto Blue Jays. Overall record of 52-38. They are 9-1 in their last 10 games, actually on an 8-game winning streak right now, and they did take the division lead over the weekend after they swept the New York Yankees, and then they also swept the Los Angeles Angels over the weekend. But man, Springer has been the dude this entire season. It's nice because it kind of feels like this is his third year with the Toronto Blue Jays, and he's hasn't been his typical George Springer self. I mean, when he was with the Astros, he was just great offensively. But with the Blue Jays, it just kind of feels like he's been injured, and every time he comes back, he gets injured again. This year, it's been the exact opposite. He has been on fire. Right now, he is batting a .281. with 16 home runs and 53 RBI. He's leading the team in both of those home runs and RBI categories and just having a fantastic year. So I think that the Blue Jays are finally getting what they expected out of George Springer when they signed him a couple years ago. And then Chris Bassitt, he's also having a phenomenal year with 8 wins and 102 strikeouts on the year. Gausman is also having a great year. And this Toronto Blue Jays team, they're really putting it together offensively. I was watching the series against the Yankees, and both teams were in it the whole way. And it just kind of felt like every time the Yankees would pull back back into it, then the Toronto Blue Jays would pull away. And they were just able to pull away just enough to take the lead in the American League East. But I do expect that division to be a battle all the way to the bitter end. Then at number 7 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Milwaukee Brewers, overall record of 50-40. They are 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the New York Mets, but took the series over the Miami Marlins. And you're just getting a great year from both Christian Yelich and Jackson Churio. Yelich right now is batting at .260 with 17 home runs and 61 RBI. And Jackson Churio's numbers, not too far off, also batting at .260 with 15 home runs and 55 RBI. And these guys are just carrying it. But they're getting a lot of production in a lot of different ways. And this Milwaukee Brewers team, they just never die. That's just kind of how they are. They're always hanging around. It just kind of feels like they're always in the thick of things all the way until the bitter end of the season. Then at number 8 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the New York Mets, overall record of 52-39. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Milwaukee Brewers and also took the series over the New York Yankees. Pete Alonso just continues his monster season, batting a .287 with 20 home runs and 73 RBI. And then Juan Soto, he is starting to get hot. He's already taken the home run lead for the New York Mets as a team. He's got 21 home runs on the season, batting a .263 with 51 RBI. So he's starting to get going himself. Brandon Nimmo had an amazing weekend against the Yankees. He had a couple of key hits to get the win, to get a couple of wins over the Yankees over the weekend. But they're just getting a lot of offensive production, which is what they need, because the Mets are also a team kind of like the Cubs, where it feels like every time they find an ace or every time they find this great pitcher who is just having a phenomenal year, ends up getting injured. And that kind of seems to be the theme with the Mets right now. But offensively, their bats are on fire, and they are playing some really solid baseball on the offensive side of the ball right now. Then at number 9 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, probably the coldest team in the league right now and just really, really falling each and every week in my power rankings, is the New York Yankees. Overall record of 49-41. They are 3-7 in their last 10 games. This past weekend, they got swept by the Toronto Blue Jays and almost got swept by the New York Mets, but were just able to save their asses yesterday. Basically, the only, there's 3 standouts right now for the Yankees who are playing the most consistent baseball. Of course, Aaron Judge having yet another phenomenal MVP-type season, batting at .360 with 33 home runs and 74 RBI. Max Fried having an amazing year. Kind of feels like every time he comes out to pitch, the Yankees are in that game. And then same with Carlos Rodon. He had a terrible game over the weekend. But, I mean, overall, Rodon has had a phenomenal season. But those have been the 3 most consistent guys. Other than that, it just kind of feels like there are some times where the Yankees' bats will go cold, other than Judge. And then there's also times where their bullpen has been getting lit up, especially over the weekend. That's kind of what I attribute to the losses over the weekend against the Blue Jays and the Mets. Is just it felt like, you know, Fried was doing well. Like I said, Rodon did not have that great of a game compared to the rest of the season, but, you know, it kind of feels like their starting pitchers are able to get it going, but then once the bullpen guys come in, shit starts to get shaky. So that kind of feels like it's the problem for them right now. But as I started off the power rankings saying, the American League is just not, the teams just aren't playing as well as the National League teams right now. I mean, obviously, we still have a second half of the season, so anything could change. But I kind of feel like the Yankees are still going to be in it. They're just slumping right now. I mean, that's just that's pretty typical for, you know, these long-ass baseball seasons. But you look at them and you can kind of see some of the holes that are starting to glare. And one of them is the bullpen. And that was their issue last year, where the bullpen started to fall apart towards the second half of the season. And that's what really cost them a World Series in the end. So we'll see what happens with them in the second half, if their bullpen's able to start stepping it up. You know, you got Judge, Fried, and Rodon having the type of years they're having. They should still be in it every single game. And then rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings this week have the San Diego Padres. Overall record of 48-41. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they split the series with the Philadelphia Phillies, but then took the series over the Texas Rangers. And they are actually going to be getting a healthy arm back in Yu Darvish. You know, Darvish kind of seems to be that dude where he's having a fantastic year until he gets injured. And that was his year last year, especially. And so if if he picks up where he left off last year, the Padres are getting a solid arm back, which they definitely could use, because they definitely could use the depth, even though their starting pitching is pretty much what's carrying them right now. But that having Yu Darvish back in this starting pitching rotation is definitely going to help. And we'll see what happens for the Padres over the second half of the season if Darvish back in kind of gives them a resurgence and keeps them in the thick of things. I don't expect them to have any chance of stealing the division away from the Dodgers, even so, with Darvish coming back. But maybe they'll give them a run for their money or just kind of stay in the playoff hunt in the wild card race. But definitely getting Darvish back is a huge, huge deal for the San Diego Padres. All right, y'all. Enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.